Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 621 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from 15-year-old Thomas. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor once again, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome company serving over 3 million small businesses, making it really easy for keeping track of those expenses, those incomes coming in, and also especially with invoicing. So if you do any coaching or consulting, you have any students of any kind, or you do any work for any other companies, if you want to get paid, you want to make it easy for them to pay you, but also set up invoicing and just really professional-looking invoicing, it literally takes less than 30 seconds too. You got to check out FreshBooks. Plus, you can link your FreshBooks account to your credit card and debit card. So when you expense that next expense, it's in your FreshBooks account automatically. It's great. So for your 30-day free trial, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, it's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Thomas.
Hey, Pat. My name is Thomas Burgess, and I'm 15 years old. I'm currently working on a website called wewearshirts.com, and I was wondering what you would say the most valuable skills and lessons for teenagers and young people are to learn if they're interested in pursuing a passive online business in the future or in the present.
Hey, Thomas, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Awesome that you're 15 and you're thinking about your entrepreneurial journey already. I wish I was thinking about my entrepreneurial journey when I was 15. When I was 15, I was thinking about Magic the Gathering cards, soccer, marching band, which is fine. Hobbies, of course, and trying to get straight A's and what college I was going to get into. I didn't think anything of entrepreneurship, never even really knew that I had what it took, and I didn't know that until I got laid off 10 years later. So kudos to you. Keep on learning. I mean, that's the number one skill I wanted to share with you, is just keep learning. And the fact that you are putting yourself in this world already and putting yourself out there, it's very encouraging. I think that's the second thing I want to share is that, you know, if you don't know how to do something, get used to or get comfortable with asking other people for help and, you know, offering value in exchange for somebody else's skills, somebody else's knowledge and wisdom. I mean, that's the second thing. Third thing I want to share is that, you know, leadership and delegation, if you can master those things, that will help you so much. Those are things that I only got recently used to now that I've built my team and I've been working on, you know, who does what. And the fact that I don't have to do everything myself, learning that has just been key and instrumental in my recent growth. I also want to mention that problem solving is probably going to be one of your biggest things, you know, really getting into the deep down problems, the root of the problems of your target audience or your target market, whatever that is. And it cannot be done by just thinking about what those things are. You have to go out there and find them. You have to listen to people. You have to get it in their own voice and get to the root of the problem, because that's how you can then determine how to provide those solutions. And not only that, you'll understand the language that your target customer uses. So in addition to problem solving and idea extraction and putting yourself out there, getting comfortable with having these kinds of conversations where you're trying to figure out what to do to help these people and serve your audience, you really need to get comfortable with knowing that it might not come very easy. And so patience is a big part of it. But you have to also be aggressive. You have to want it. You have to, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, hustle. But hustle doesn't mean what I think a lot of people mean, which is just like work 100 hours a week. You don't have to do that. You can work smart. Working smart, I feel, is also in alignment with hustling. It just takes a little bit more thinking, a little bit more time invested up front to know, you know, where you're going and what to do. Goal setting is also going to be an important skill, knowing where you want to go. And Thomas, it's not going to be easy, and you might not know where you want to go, but you have to think about these things. And then once you figure out what that goal is, whether it's a 5-year goal, a 3-year goal, a 1-year goal, maybe 6 months down the road, you can envision what it is you want to accomplish. Well, then you take that big goal and you chunk it down into smaller milestones that you can achieve much sooner, because the further out something is, even 3 months, 6 months later, it's going to be a lot harder to really grasp what it is that you should be doing today. So taking that one thing and narrowing it down to, well, what's that thing you have to do today? And really being proud of yourself for actually working on that and accomplishing that. And that way, you're not just hustling and working on something just to feel like you're working. You're working and hustling and being smart about what it is that you're doing, because it's actually moving the needle. Always, always know, more than anything, and this is the last thing I want to leave you with, Thomas, that failure is an option. This, if you've watched Mythbusters, this is a saying that they have: failure is an option, but it's not the end. It is just the beginning of a new path, and failing is just part of the learning process. It's part of being an entrepreneur. It means that you tried, and it didn't work out that time, but keep trying again, learning from your failures, learning from the mistakes that you made. And man, you're only 15, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to come across a lot of failures. But you know what? The more of that you do, the more attempts that you make, the more likely it is that you're going to make some huge changes in this world and for your audience and for yourself. So Thomas, keep working hard, keep pushing it, keep asking questions. Thank you so much for your question today, Thomas. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, especially you young ones, no matter how young you are, please ask a question. I'm here to help. Go to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I'd love to send you a t-shirt too. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, which, like I said earlier, makes it really easy for you to manage all your business finances and, especially with the invoicing too. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Beth Comstock. She says, "You can't sell anything if you can't tell anything." Amen. Cheers, take care. Thomas, thank you once again. Appreciate it. Appreciate all of you. And if you have a moment, please leave a review on Ask Pat. I read every single one of them, and I love it. Thank you, guys. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.